理课堂听 class.com。
Hello.
Hi.
Hello there.
English from Australia. Program number 4.
你好，我叫王恩喜。
I'm John Warnock. Hello.
And I'm Barbara Frawley. Hi.
今天这一讲是关于吃的，还有音乐。你喜欢什么？不喜欢什么？特别是谈到吃的东西和音乐，你怎么说呢？待一会儿我们就会听到。首先，你喜欢什么东西？比方说香蕉吧，你怎么说？John 就喜欢吃香蕉。
I like bananas.
Barbara 呢，喜欢音乐。
I like music.
她说她喜欢音乐。说法很简单，是不是？也许你早就会了。那么你就告诉我们，你也喜欢音乐。
Yes, I like music too.
Oh, Barbara 喜欢音乐。John 却喜欢香蕉，我们呢，就来个歌，唱的是喜欢吃香蕉。
I like bananas, I like bananas, I like to chew them when I'm sitting on my own. I don't like honey.
I like this song, it's fun.
Barbara 说她喜欢这个歌，挺有趣儿。
I like bananas, I like bananas, I like them hard or soft or sweet and sour and so.
歌词你先别管，因为这无关紧要，都是些废话。不过有几个词你也许是知道的，你看看你知道多少。
Barbara
喜欢这个歌，这样说他喜欢香蕉，他这个人就喜欢吃。
Yes, I like food. I love food.
他喜欢吃，我也是。那他是不是喜欢中餐呢？我可不太清楚。
John, do you like Chinese food?
Yes, I do.
所以呢，你想知道人家喜不喜欢什么东西，你就这样问。
Do you like Chinese food? John, do you like Chinese food?
请你问 John 这个问题。
Yes, I do.
这是简短的回答，说你喜欢。
Yes, I do. Yes, I do.
现在请你回答 Barbara 的问题，用这个简短的说法。John 帮你核对，你跟着他再说一遍。
Do you like music?
Yes, I do.
那么 John 爱吃什么呢？我们仔细问问。
So you like Chinese food?
Yes.
Do you like Sichuan food?
I love it.I love hot food.
Barbara 问他 喜不喜欢四川菜？他说，我可爱吃了，我可爱吃辣的东西了。
I love it. I love hot food.
这样说，语气比较强，表示喜欢，非常喜欢。再听一遍，请跟着说。
I love hot food.
那么 John, 喜不喜欢广州菜呢？
What about Cantonese food?
Oh, yes. I like Cantonese food, too. I love all Chinese food.
现在请你来说几个句子。John 提出一样东西，你说你喜欢，用 like 这个词，他帮你核对。你跟着再说一遍。
Chinese food.I like Chinese food. Cantonese food. I like Cantonese food. Music. I like music.
下面 John 再提出几样东西，你说可喜欢了，用 love 这个词。
Chinese food. I love Chinese food. Cantonese food. I love Cantonese food. Music.I love music.
那 Barbara 喜欢什么呢？
Do you like Cantonese food, Barbara?
Oh, yes, I do.
What about Sichuan food?
No, I don't like hot food.
Barbara 说了，她不喜欢辣的菜。
I don't like hot food.
可见，你要是不喜欢什么，你可以说
I don't like. I don't like.I don't like hot food.
就说你也不喜欢辣的东西吧。你告诉 John 你不喜欢。
I don't like hot food.
还有别的说法呢，譬如
I'm not keen on hot food.
意思是我对辣的东西不怎么感兴趣。再听两遍，请跟着说。
I'm not keen on hot food. I'm not keen on hot food.
下面这个说法语气就更强了。
I can't stand hot food.
意思是辣的东西我受不了。再听两遍，请跟着说。
I can't stand hot food.I can't stand hot food.
还有一个语气很强的说法。
I hate hot food.
意思是我讨厌辣的东西。再听两遍，请跟着说。
I hate hot food. I hate hot food.
以上几个说法表示你不喜欢什么。
I don't like honey or lots of money, and fish for me has far too many bones. I like bananas. I like bananas. I like them hard or soft or sweet and sour and so.
虽说 Barbara 不喜欢辣的菜，可是总的说来，还是喜欢吃中餐。事实上，许多澳大利亚人都喜欢吃中餐。在澳大利亚，有各种各样的饭馆，其中就有中国饭馆。甚至在一些小的城镇里，也往往有那么一家中国饭馆。下面是两个澳大利亚人在当地的一家中国饭馆里点菜。 点菜前，两个人就聊起中餐来了。你刚才听过的有些说法，他们可能就用上了。这两人的名字呢，就说一个叫 Peter， 一个叫 Susan 吧。
Do you like Cantonese food, Peter?
Yes, I do.
Me too. And I love Sichuan food. What about you?
No, it's too hot for me. I don't like hot food.
话倒是挺简单，是不是？ Peter 说，四川菜太辣，他没法吃。
It's too hot for me.
下面你接着听，先请你学这几个词。
Sweet and sour pork.
糖醋肉。
Sweet and sour pork. Sweet and sour pork.
Noodles.
面条
Noodles. Noodles.
Rice.
米饭
Rice. Rice.
好，请接着听。
There's noodles and rice. Oh, and sweet and sour pork. I love it.And they've got Sichuan food too. Oh, but you aren't keen on hot food, are you?
No, I'm not. Anyway, what are you going to have?
这几句话你听懂了多少呢？你注意了没有？ Peter 说
Anyway, what are you going to have? Anyway, what are you going to have?
你听到了这个词
Anyway.Anyway,
这个词在日常会话里说的很多，用法也是多种多样的。这里呢 ，Peter 想把话题扯回来，要点吃的东西了。于是他说：“好吧。
”Anyway,
接着他问：“你想要什么菜呢
？”What are you going to have? Anyway, what are you going to have?
再听一遍这段对话。
Do you like Cantonese food, Peter?
Yes, I do.
Me too. And I love Sichuan food. What about you?
No, it's too hot for me. I don't like hot food.
There's noodles and rice. Oh, and sweet and sour pork. I love it. And they've got Sichuan food too. Oh, but you aren't keen on hot food, are you?
No, I'm not.Anyway, what are you going to have?
要知道 Susan 点什么菜，我们接着听下去。先请你学一个词
，prefer，
意思是愿意要、想要。
prefer， prefer。
好，我们听听这个词在 Peter 和 Susan 的谈话里怎么用。
Anyway, what are you going to have?Would you prefer noodles or rice?
Well, rice, please.
Peter 问 Susan 要面条还是米饭。
Would you prefer noodles or rice? Would you prefer noodles or rice?
他的问题是这么开头的。
Would you prefer?
他问，你要。接着就说了两样东西，要 Susan 挑，面条还是米饭。整个问句是
：Would you prefer noodles or rice？
再听一遍，请跟着说
：Would you prefer noodles or rice？
还有一种问法
：Would you rather have noodles or rice？
他问。你是想要面条呢还是米饭？问题这样开头。
Would you rather have? Would you rather have noodles or rice? Would you rather have noodles or rice?
再听一遍，请跟着说。
Would you rather have noodles or rice?
对这类问题，可能怎么回答呢？我们看看，下面这个问题的后面有一个打法。
Would you prefer noodles or rice?
noodles, please.
这是简短的说法，把句子说完整了就是
I'd prefer noodles, please.
他说我要面条吧。下面是另外一个问题以及回答。
Would you rather have noodles or rice?
Noodles, please.
现在让 John 问你要什么东西，你给个简短的回答，要他先说的那样东西。Barbara 帮你核对，你跟着他再说两遍。
Would you prefer noodles or rice?
Noodles, please.
Would you rather have noodles or rice?
Noodles, please.
下面请听一段对话，在一家饭馆里。服务员走到刚才那两人跟前，请他们点菜，于是谈话就可能这样进行了。在听之前，先请你学一下这些词儿。第一个
Are you ready to order?
意思是您可以点菜了吗？
Are you ready to order? Are you ready to order?
Boiled rice
煮饭。
Boiled rice. Boiled rice.
Fried rice.
炒饭
Fried rice. Fried rice.
下面你听吧，这两人还没有决定叫什么菜，服务员到来了。
Excuse me, are you ready to order?
Yes, I think so.We'd like some sweet and sour pork.
Right, sweet and sour pork.
And we'd like some rice.
Certainly. Would you rather have boiled rice or fried rice?
Oh, I'd rather have boiled rice. What about you, Peter?
Okay, we'll have boiled rice, please.
Right.
好，现在该轮到你说了。假定你是饭馆或者是饭店的服务员，也许你就是吧。有几位说英语的顾客来了，刚才那位服务员问的第一个问题你还记得吗？
Are you ready to order? Are you ready to order?
这个问题你问一下你的顾客吧。你的顾客点了菜，有一位要点米饭，你可以问
Would you prefer boiled rice or fried rice?
请你问一下，问完了 ，John 帮你核对，你跟着再问一遍。
Would you prefer boiled rice or fried rice?
还有一位也要米饭，你换个问法。
Would you rather have boiled rice or fried rice?
你也问这个问题好吗？你问
Would you rather have boiled rice or fried rice?
现在请你接着听服务员 Peter、Susan 之间的谈话。先请你学这几个词
Chopsticks.
筷子
Chopsticks Chopsticks
A spoon and fork
一副勺和叉
A spoon and fork A spoon and fork
Excuse me, are you ready to order?
Yes, I think so. We'd like some sweet and sour pork.
Right, sweet and sour pork.
And we'd like some rice.
Certainly. Would you rather have boiled rice or fried rice?
Oh, I'd rather have boiled rice. What about you, Peter?
Okay. We'll have boiled rice, please.
Right. Chopsticks or a spoon and fork?
Well, chopsticks, please.
I'm hopeless with chopsticks.
Well, a spoon and a fork for you then.
Susan 说她是筷子简直不行。
I'm hopeless with chopsticks. I'm hopeless with chopsticks.
所以呢，只好给她一副勺和叉。再听一遍这段谈话。
Excuse me, are you ready to order?
Yes, I think so. We'd like some sweet and sour pork.
Right, sweet and sour pork.
And we'd like some rice.
Certainly. Would you rather have boiled rice or fried rice?
Oh, I'd rather have boiled rice. What about you, Peter?
Okay, we'll have boiled rice, please.
Right. Chopsticks or a spoon and fork?
Well, chopsticks, please.
I'm hopeless with chopsticks.
Oh, well, a spoon and a fork for you then.
下面我们把今天这一讲里提到的有些词句进一步研究一下。
I'd prefer noodles.
这是压缩了的说法，原来是
I would prefer, I would prefer noodles.
再听一下那个压缩了的说法
I'd prefer noodles.
你说这句话得注点意，要把的这个音发出来。
的 ，I'd prefer noodles。
再练一下这一讲里学过的另外一些说法。
Sweet and sour。
这也是压缩了的说法，原来是
sweet and sour。
那个 and 就压缩成了嗯。
Sweet and sour.
下面还有一个你学过的例子。
A spoon and fork. A spoon and fork.
请注意，这几个词是怎么连起来念的。再听几遍，请跟着念。
Sweet and sour. Sweet and sour. A spoon and fork.A spoon and fork.
意思是一副勺和叉。请注意这几个词怎么连起来念的。还有一个同样的例子。
Rock and roll. Rock and roll. Rock and roll.
这是一种音乐的名称，是这样的。挺轻飘飘的，是不是？这种音乐叫
rock and roll，
也就是摇摆舞音乐。你跟着 Barbara 说一下
rock and roll，
有的时候就叫
rock。I can't stand rock and roll.
I like it.
你看，人们对音乐就像对吃的东西一样，都有自己的爱好。有的人喜欢古典音乐
，classical music. Classical music. 'd rather listen to classical music. You aren't keen on classical music, are you, John?
No, I'm not. But I like folk music.
这是指民间音乐。
Folk music. Folk music.
有的时候叫
folk.
I love folk music.
Me too.
你注意到了吧？他们对音乐和对吃的东西一样，要说喜欢，用的词儿是一样的。
I'm not keen on hot food.
I'm not keen on classical music.
现在请你问 Barbara 喜不喜欢古典音乐。John 帮你核对。
Do you like classical music?
Yes, I do.
你再问他是喜欢摇摆舞音乐呢，还是喜欢民间音乐？你用 rather 这个词。John 帮你核对问句。
Would you rather have rock or folk?
I'd rather have folk.
既然如此，我们就放一段澳大利亚的民间音乐吧。今天你学了一些词句，表达喜欢什么、不喜欢什么、选择什么。关于这方面的用语，我们以后还要教。今天你已经听完了第四讲。
The fourth program.
Bye.
Bye.
再会。